What's up, guys? My name is Sebastian.
Yo.
We would have checked.
Please sound normal.
Why are you laughing? That is my...
The new voice. No, don't adopt a new vocal.
You remember when, back in the days, when you were listening to national broadcasting stations, KBC?
Yes.
And the radio shows that used to come up past 10 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
how the presenters would sound.
Yeah.
Welcome back to today's...
I used to start that shit during sundown.
Were they trying to sound seductive or what?
It's bedtime. What do you expect?
Oh, you don't want to be shouting in, people's...
You don't want to shout in people's radios.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we know what time people are listening to this?
Yeah, I mean, it's their choice, so we can't really dictate.
So we need to...
Sound normal throughout...
So that means they can't listen to us when they're in their bed.
They can't. I don't think we sound unpleasant for bedtime.
Yeah.
For a bedtime show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, energy. Is there a time of the day where you're supposed to have low energy?
It's not low. It's seductive.
I'll call it low. Seductive energy. Oh,
Natty is unfazed with my seductive voice.
No way.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Create a Podcast. My name is Sebastian.
My name is Natty Abeno.
We are on episode
20.
It's episode 20.
Isirini.
That means we have 10 more episodes left.
Yes.
For this marathon that we are putting out there.
We are three quarter way.
I mean, we are doing something that has never been done
in
Kenya.
Yes.
And Africa.
Yes.
Okay, maybe Africa. But still, not in our space.
Mm.
You will not down our hype just because you think there's someone who has done what we are doing. Us guys have never done it. So we are hyping ourselves because we are doing it.
Of course.
30 episodes in 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And we are loving it. We are in episode 20.
Yes.
You guys have given us feedback on IG at Creator Podcast. Creator mm-hmm. Podcast is CRHR
Podcast.
If you're the kind of person who has never gone to that page,
mm-hmm.
go on there. DM us. Let us know what you think.
Yes.
And in this episode, we're going to be talking about people who are in business.
Mm.
These are brands that are looking to work with creators.
Yes.
And we're going to be telling you how you can incorporate your content strategy. You can incorporate creators in your content strategy. So for those of you who don't know what content strategy is, I feel like this is gonna be a tutorial-ish kind of episode.
Yeah.
And Natty, what is content? Even before we talk about content strategy.
Content is what you put out there for people to relate with.
Yeah.
It can be a product.
Mm.
It can be a simple skit.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
entertainment.
Yeah.
Of course, if it's a product, it's for purposes of reaching a bigger market, which can convert into sales. What else?
You basically captured everything that is content.
Okay.
So if you talk about content strategy, then is how do you make sure that the content you're putting out there makes business sense?
Mm.
And a lot of companies don't necessarily use content marketing as a way of growth.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a very bad position to be in, especially if you're a brand that is looking to reach a new audience and grow.
Yes.
So in this episode, we're going to be talking about that. And just to give you a breakdown, content strategy is basically video content, audio content, like Natty said, any kind of content. Could be a podcast, could be a YouTube channel.
Yes.
It could be a blog.
Mm.
So the strategy is, how do you make sure
that
whatever you're putting out there is helping you convert your listeners into buying clients or followers?
Mm.
So, for example, if you're a brand that sells clothes, how do you make sure that the content you're posting on your social media platform is engaging enough for people to convert from your social media to your e-commerce platform?
Yes.
The people that I see doing that a lot, although they've gotten a lot of backlash in Kenya, is this company called HeStyle.
Okay.
They sell jeans. Okay, they sell clothes. And what they do is they get models, mostly plus size-ish models, to create catwalk videos, dance videos on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And as a guy who would never buy these clothes for myself or for anyone, because I don't buy clothes for people, they go and buy the clothes themselves. I still find myself watching those videos because there's an entertainment aspect of it. So as a content strategy, these guys know that if we can keep enough people engaging with this content,
yes,
the algorithm is going to suggest this content to new people. Yeah. So a guy like me who can then go ahead and buy these clothes for his girl or his mom or his sister, whoever it is, can then convert into a client.
Yeah.
So it's just knowing that if I do this and that, then I can convert these people into people who can actually buy my product.
Yeah.
And the smart way of doing this is by partnering with content creators.
Mm-hmm.
Because content creators then know what works and what doesn't.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Content strategy is something that has to be intentional.
Yes.
For you as a brand, you have to be like, okay, what am I doing this for? Is it for sales?
Yes.
Is it for discovery? So if it sells, then you need to work with people or creators who can actually help you get sales.
Yes.
You know, if it's engagement, then it's discovery. You want more people to know about your platform.
Yes.
And when you think about it that way, then it also helps you in determining the creators you want to work with.
Yes.
Do you want to work with a big creator who has a bigger following?
Yes.
But will charge you more? Or do you want to work with a small creator?
Yes.
For you, what would be the preference?
For me, I would prefer... I'm going to be very honest here.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you have a big creator who attracts a particular group of people.
Yeah.
And you have smaller creators who might have lesser numbers, but you find that their reach is... I mean, like for... the case of Kenya, we have people who are in the big cities and we have people who are in the villages.
Yeah.
So it depends where exactly or how vast do you want your product to reach people. If you want to include the villages too, then it's important to include smaller creators. And these smaller creators, you find them anywhere.
Yeah.
So you just, I mean, it's a matter of choice. It's a matter of how you plan and what exactly you want to achieve.
Yeah.
Because a big creator will charge you this much.
Mm.
As the small ones, you might combine five of them. Yeah. You might have a bigger reach and you'll pay them less.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not trying to discount on anyone's job.
But it's true.
Yeah.
I find that anything that I've bought as a result of seeing it online,
yes,
has been because someone I know on a personal level,
yes,
either posted or recommended.
Yes.
And there is this thing that is happening right now, or it's been happening for a minute, which is micro influencers.
Yes.
So micro influencers, and I even like that I've mentioned this, hyping myself up, because the next episode,
yeah,
we're going to be doing a breakdown of the difference between creators and influencers.
Influencers, yes.
But just to go back to what I was saying.
Yes.
Working with micro influencers has an advantage, especially if you're looking to make sales.
Mm.
So if you're a small brand or not necessarily small, but a brand whose every marketing dollar counts and needs to have a conversion, it's advisable to work with micro influencers.
Yes.
So micro influencers, these are people who have less than 5,000 or less followers.
Yes. Yes.
So the mathematics that is usually done is if you have 5,000 followers, then there's a very big chance that 200 of those people or 500,
yes,
to be ambitious, are people you know.
Yes.
Either interacted with, gone to school with, relatives.
Yes.
Like, out of 5,000, as long as these people are people who you've interacted with, chances are between 200, even if it's not 200, 100 to 200 people, these are people who know you.
Mm-hmm.
So if I know Nati wears glasses.
Yes.
And she's been wearing glasses for the longest time.
Yes.
If I also use glasses, if I see Nati posting about specific glasses or glass frames,
yes,
there's a very big possibility that I'm going to believe what Nati is saying.
Yes.
Because I've seen her use it.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen her use different brands.
Yes.
And I know that if she's saying that these glass frames,
yes,
are the best,
yeah,
then those are the glasses I'm going to, those are the glass or glass frames I'm going to get.
Of course.
So working with an influencer, as for you as a brand, you need to first of all ask yourself, what is the thing that you're looking to achieve with it? Are you looking for brand awareness or are you looking for sales?
Yes.
If you're looking for brand awareness and you have a bit of a budget, then it makes sense to reach out to a creator who has millions of followers.
Yes.
And be like, can you post about this?
Yes.
But make sure that even those followers are real followers. In one of the episodes, we talked about creators and influencers who buy bots.
Yeah.
So they have fake followers.
Yes.
And now you've paid them millions of shillings.
Yeah.
And you're wondering, why is it that I'm not getting conversions?
Mm.
So make sure that you're using a platform that can tell you if these followers are real.
Mm.
And number two, make sure that these people give you metric of the reach that they have.
Yes.
So that it's a two-way traffic, even if it means asking them for reports.
Mm.
I know a creator who doesn't have a lot of followers.
Yes.
But she commands a very good paycheck because all her followers are legit. And the way she's positioned herself is to, like, she gives this notion of, I speak to women in their 40s.
Mm.
And these are people who have purchasing power.
Yes.
So as a brand, you just need to ask yourself, okay, do I need to pay more for an influencer who has a bigger following so that I market myself?
Mm.
Or if I'm looking for sales,
yes,
do I need to look for a platform that allows me to engage hundreds of micro influencers who I'll pay 2,000 shillings per post?
Yes.
And still get value.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, value comes in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
Yes. So it just depends. And I feel like at the end of the day, these smaller creators, we consider them very small, but they're more, they could command more interactions than that person who has millions of followers.
It's very
don't
true.
Tell me that if you have 20 million followers, that even maybe, sometimes you don't even talk to 100,000. You know why?
Yeah.
Because they're there to know what you're up to.
It's true. And even now, the way the algorithm works is it pushes good content.
Yes.
I remember in 2016, I was running one of Kenya's artists. Facebook page.
Yeah.
And at that time, it had around 50-something thousand followers.
Okay.
Do you know that every post we put out, all of these 50-something thousand people saw it?
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's how Facebook used to work. As long as you're following that page, everything that that page posts, you're going to see it.
Wow.
Yeah. So we would post a photo of her and it would have like 20,000 likes. 30,000 likes.
Mm-hmm.
But now Facebook changed how it works. Now if you want to reach many people, you have to sponsor the post because that's how they make money.
Oh.
So the initial one was to get you to...
to get used to using that feature.
And getting those kind of likes.
Yes.
So that when they remove it, you have the willingness to pay.
Yes.
So it's just a technique in business where you give for free,
mm-hmm.
and then later on you're like, now if you want to
withdraw
this,
so if you want to continue getting value for this,
you have to
pay something
and
small for it.
For a moment, people are willing to pay for those ads, but now they're like, oh, why do I need? So even right now, me who has less than 3,000 Instagram followers,
yes,
if I post a good video or a good reel, there's a very big possibility of getting 50,000, 100,000 views on that reel.
Yeah.
Yet there's someone who has hundreds of thousands of followers.
Mm-hmm.
And if they post a crappy thing, they're not going to get those kind of numbers.
Yeah.
So just making sure that the people you're working with are people who align with what your goal is.
Yes.
Is very important.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, what are some of the pointers that brands can make sure that they are putting in place when they're working with creators?
There's budgets. There's budgets, there's key performance indicators.
Yeah.
You've got to align those.
Yeah. Make sure you have a way to measure the returns.
Yeah, you have to measure returns. I mean, it's very that's exactly why you're in business.
Yeah. The problem with small brands is when they're working with creators, especially if it's a creator they admire,
yeah,
they sort of forget about the business and they get excited about, hey, I've met this person. Yeah. Especially these brands that are not as huge.
Yeah.
Because every brand wants a celebrity endorsement. I remember back in the early 2000s.
Yes.
When a celebrity would come out and say they're a brand ambassador of 123 brand.
Yes.
It was a huge deal. So someone who starts a t-shirt brand tomorrow, if they can have someone who is a celebrity endorsing them.
Yeah.
Then there's that element of feel good, have achieved kind of thing. Mm. So a lot of people get lost in that.
Yeah.
So there's budgets, there's making sure there are key performance indicators when you're working with these people.
Yes. And also I feel like what people miss out on, there's value. Mm. Virtue, is it?
Virtues.
Yeah, virtues.
Yeah.
That's a very important thing because the virtues you practice today and if you're looking to stay in business for the next 20 years is what will guide you.
Yeah, and it's a brand extension. Whoever you're working with is technically your brand ambassador.
Yes.
So do you want to align with what they stand for?
Yes.
And is your offering good enough for them to want to align their brand with
yours?
Yes,
yes.
Anyway, I feel like we're stretching this episode. We've already said what is important. We're going to see you guys in the next episode.
Yes.
It's going to be episode 21.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about the differences between influencers and creators. Mm. There's a very thin line.
Very thin.
Very, 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 very
as thin as Natty.
I know there are people who will disagree with that statement, but okay. Anyway, follow us on Instagram at Creator Podcast. Creator Podcast is C-R-8-R
podcast.
Leave us a comment if you have any pointers that you think brands should consider.
Yes.
Or if you're a brand that works with creators, if there's anything you feel like we missed, feel free to DM us. We are open to constructive criticism.
Yes.
Because the intention for this platform is for growth.
Yes.
Anyway, my name is Sebastian. Follow me on Instagram at The Kenyan Entrepreneur.
My name is Natty Abeno. That's all I have to say.
If you're listening to this on Anchor, there's an option to give us feedback through a voice note. Mm-hmm. So if you can, please do so. We'd like to hear what you have to say.
Yes.
Peace out and bye.
Bye.